This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meetings of both houses of the federal parliament set to take place today. Incessant rainfall disrupts highways nationwide. Sindhupalchok authorities urge vigilance near Vuttukosi and Sunkosi rivers until June 21st. Labour Ministry seeks support from Foreign Affairs Ministry to protect Nepali workers amid Israel-Iran conflict. And Israel-Iran conflict intensifies with continued air strikes amid escalating tensions. Now, the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament are scheduled to meet today, with the House of Representatives convening at 11 a.m. and the National Assembly at 1:15 p.m. In the lower house, deliberations on the Appropriation Bill 2082 will begin with group discussions covering topics related to seven ministries. Additionally, the President of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Ramhari Khatiola, is expected to present the report on the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2082. Meanwhile, ongoing disruptions by parliamentarians from Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party continue. They are demanding the formation of an investigation commission into the visit visa scam and calling for the resignation of the Home Minister. In the upper house, line ministers will respond to queries raised by lawmakers. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil is set to address questions related to annual budget estimates for the upcoming fiscal year. Additionally, Minister Paudil will propose sending the Customs Bill 2080 received from the lower house to the Legislative Management Committee for clause-wise discussions. Also on the agenda, the Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee Chair Kamala Panta will present a study report on Nepal's graduation from a least developed country to a developing nation. The government of Nepal has approved a loan assistance of rupees 50.51 billion from the World Bank for key infrastructure projects, including the strategic road network, trade route upgrades, and the third phase of the Bridge Improvement Initiative. Announcing the decisions of a cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithivi Subba Gurung, said Nepal will accept a grant of rupees 1.8 billion from South Korea to support inclusive rural development in Bardia district. In other cabinet decisions, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will lead a Nepali delegation to Spain from June 30th to July 5th. Nepal will also send a delegation to the 16th Nepal-India Bilateral Consultation Group meeting in Pune on June 23rd to 24th. The cabinet approved the use of 43.66 hectares of national forest land in Nawalparasi Purva for the construction of a 400 kV double circuit transmission line under the Millennium Challenge Account Nepal. Minister Gurung's participation in the World Summit on the Information Society and AI for Good Summit in Geneva this July was also approved. Likewise, the government endorsed Nepal's membership in the International Big Cat Alliance, a global initiative launched by India for the conservation of seven big cat species. Continuous rainfall across various parts of the country has disrupted transportation, with several highways either fully obstructed or limited to one-way traffic. In light to rising water levels, the District Administration Office of Sindhupalchok District has issued a warning to residents living along the Bhotekoshi and Sunkosi rivers. Locals have been urged to remain on high alert until June 21st, following a notice from the Chinese authorities indicating the possibility of heavy rainfall in the Tibetan region, which could impact downstream areas in Nepal. Meanwhile, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has stated that the monsoon is not yet fully active across the country. Meteorologist Binu Maharjan from the Meteorological Forecasting Division said the current weather patterns are producing only isolated rainfall and widespread monsoon activity is still pending. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has decided to write to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to instruct Nepal's diplomatic missions in Israel and Iran to ensure the safety of Nepali workers amid the ongoing conflict in the region. A high-level meeting chaired by Secretary Krishna Hari Puskar also resolved to gather regular updates on the status of Nepalese in Israel, Iran and nearby affected areas through diplomatic channels. Authorities have been instructed to collect data on Nepalese currently employed in the affected regions based on labour approvals. The ministry has urged all concerned to take precautions in line with the official notices from Nepal and the host countries. President Ramchandra Paudil has certified the bill designed to provide for the Shahid Dasarath Chand Health Science University. The Office of the President stated that the President certified the bill, which was passed by both houses of the Federal Parliament, presented before him for certification, has now been officially certified. The Indigenous Nationalities Commission has submitted a formal request to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, urging the government to shift the starting point of the Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track from Phudol in Khokanan Lalitpur to Duguchap in Godavari Municipality 8. During a meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar, Commission Chair Rambahadur Thapa Magar handed over a study report outlining the concerns. The report warns that the proposed starting point at Phudol could displace the indigenous Newar community and infringe on their human rights. The Commission emphasized the need to protect Khokana's cultural and religious significance and recommended that the government seek prior informed consent from the indigenous communities before moving ahead with the major development projects in sensitive areas. UNESCO representative to Nepal and head of the office, Jaco Dutoit, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry, Minister Gurung briefed the UNESCO representatives on the Digital Nepal framework and key legislative efforts, including a bill tabled in Parliament aimed at regulating speech on social networking sites to protect social harmony, national unity and sovereignty. He also highlighted Nepal's commitment to promoting digital literacy and advancing information technology development. UNESCO representatives Dutoit expressed his support for the Digital Nepal framework and pledged to collaborate with the government in its implementation. He agreed on the importance of digital literacy, particularly among youth, to ensure the responsible use of social media. Also present at the meeting were Ministry Secretary Radhika Arial and other IT officials. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has issued a stern warning to the United States, saying that any U.S. involvement in Israeli strikes on Iran would bring irreparable consequences. This escalation comes as tensions between Iran and Israel enter their second week, with U.S. President Donald Trump saying he is seeking something much bigger than a ceasefire. The ongoing conflict has raised global alarm, prompting calls for de-escalation. Russian President Vladimir Putin emphasized the need to end the fighting and expressed Russia's readiness to help mediate a resolution that respects both Iran and Israel's interest. In response to the escalating violence and alleged U.S. involvement, Iran has requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, which will convene this Friday. Since the start of the Israeli attacks, Iran's health ministry has reported that at least 240 people, including 70 women and children, have lost their lives. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted that today's weather is likely to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. The division explained that weather westerly and local winds currently affect the western parts of the country, while monsoon winds influence the Kosi, Bagmati, most of the Gandaki province and a few areas in the eastern region of the Lumbini province. There is also a partial influence of low pressure area formed around West Bengal, India. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 18 to 20 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Meetings of both houses of the Federal Parliament set to take place today. Incessant rainfall disrupts highways nationwide. Sindhupaltuk authorities urge vigilance near Votikosi and Sunkosi rivers until June 21st. Labour Ministry seeks support from Foreign Affairs Ministry to protect Nepali workers amid Israel-Iran conflict. And Israel-Iran conflict intensifies with continued airstrikes amid escalating tensions. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned and have a good day.